Lieutenant Governor. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Tony, and yourself?
I'm doing very well. We were talking politics, and my 9-year-old said, well, what's going to happen to the governor and the lieutenant governor? Because we were just talking governmental politics. And I said, well, they're going to leave office and new people are going to come in. And he said, well, what's going to happen to them? Are they going to be like those people we see in the on the side of the road, will work for food? And I said, no, son, you don't have to worry. I'm sure he'll be able to find a job somewhere. You're not too worried, are you, Gov?
No, I'm not. I at this point haven't lined up anything, but it'd be inappropriate. You develop a conflict of interest by worrying about that stuff too much. So, come December, January, I'll face that then. And, we've had a great opportunity in the last 8 years to make some changes here in Michigan that are going to bode well in the long term. So,
well, it's too early to start talking about what you thought you did and could have did better and your accomplishments. We'll save that for a while down the road.
Okay.
What I do want to ask you is about Sunday liquor sales. And from what I understand after talking with Tim Skubick today, here's a simple proposal that was proposed to raise some funds for the state, and it's turned into 58 pages. What happened?
Yeah, well, sometimes people, they've got their end of the session wish list, and they watch for something that comes around that they can tack it on. And of course, there's always liquor has it means a lot of money to a lot of people, including state government. And so, when a liquor bill comes through, there are those people who've got an agenda, and they were able to tack their issues on top of that bill. I guess. The governor's looking at those questions right now and is going to make a decision about whether she'll sign the bill or not. But you're right, it was a simple bill, Sunday liquor sales, and then everybody and their brother added their little pet project to it, and it became a Christmas tree.
Well, we are going to read some of the tack-ons to that tomorrow, Lieutenant Governor. I can't wait to do that because this should be great fun. But if you had to estimate it, how much, if it was just a simple Sunday liquor sales bill, if you had to estimate, how much money would that earn for the state?
Tony, I don't have a figure off the top of my head. In the total scheme of things, it's not a big item. But in the end, the state budget is so tight, you're looking for every little opportunity to make sure that it's balanced. And when you're able to raise a few dollars through something like a change in city liquor sales, you're able to preserve a program that does some meaningful things for people. So, it has an impact, but not a significant one. In the end, what's going to be necessary to balance the budget is going to take on, much larger dimensions than Sunday liquor sales.
And what was interesting about that bill is that communities, local municipalities, would have the opportunity to decide if they wanted it or not.
Correct, yep.
Right. Well, let's talk about the budget. Are all the I's dotted, all the T's crossed, and is it done?
Well, yeah, it is done. In the end, budget is just an ongoing document. As economic circumstances change, so does it. I mean, the problem in this budget is that it does continue to use federal funds to balance it, and those federal funds aren't going to be there forever. Some of them will disappear next year, and so that federal money will turn into a deficit in the next budget cycle. But this budget is balanced, and that's a positive thing, so that when the next governor comes in, they at least have some time to figure out what they want to do about the next fiscal year rather than trying to repair the current one. So that's helpful in that regard. Over 8 years, we've reduced state spending by over 30%. So there have been some significant change and some very difficult decisions. But we can again say after eight straight balanced budgets, which is a pretty significant accomplishment, I think.
When you look at what's going to happen with the next budget, that is going to be a huge challenge. I've heard the number, a deficit of $1 billion thrown out there at least, because there is going to be no stimulus money to help.
Well, that's part of the issue, but you also have scheduled tax cuts. So the combination of the two comes to, I think 1.7 $6 billion, which is huge. I mean, that's, that's just a significant budget cut. Part of what's happened here is everybody keeps focusing on what we're expending, and they're not understanding how many scheduled tax cuts there are. And in the end, they're going to have to tackle that problem to balance the budget on a permanent piece. And so that's what the next administration is going to have to deal with. Is how are they going to alter the state tax structure? Not to necessarily increase taxes in the first year, but at least to shift to a tax base that will produce revenues as economic activity increases. And so that's going to be a challenge for this legislature. You know, when I back and when the governor took office, we had a general fund budget almost $10 billion. Now we're down to almost $7 billion. So there's been a huge, significant reduction in state spending.
Let's talk about Pure Michigan. If you listen to the Mackinac Center and spokesman from that organization and some of their writings, if you listen to State Senator Nancy Cassese, they believe that the funds that are given to Pure Michigan are a waste of money and don't work. But if you look at the awards that they've won nationally, if you look at the stories that were in the papers last week, if you look at the statistics out there, pieces of information show that Pure Michigan does work. What's your take on that?
Well, I think it does. I mean, it's been pretty clear that it's been a success. And if you have any question about it, go talk to some business person in northern Michigan involved in the tourist business. They'll tell you how important that program has been to their business and people who depend upon tourism to put food on the table for their family. So it's an important piece. The tragedy here is that on top of that, there is a source of funding for this program. The governor and others have advocated that we simply put a tax on rental cars to those people from out of state at airports who rent cars to do business in Michigan while they're here on a temporary basis. Here we can tax out-of-state residents to help pay for a program that brings money in for state residents. And there is just this blind opposition to any taxation, no matter how reasonable and how smart it is. You know, no one wants to pay higher taxes. We need to be conservative about what we're doing with our taxation. But when you have an opportunity to tax out-of-state residents to pay for a program that helps Michigan citizens, you need to use some common sense.
Lieutenant Governor Cherry, Senator Cassese believes that the tax breaks giving to the movie-making industry are also a waste of taxpayer dollars and could be better used in other areas. But more statistics came out about that last week from several sources in the media that dictate that maybe that's not possible. Not only are there lots of new businesses being generated because of this new tax, but there are lots of new education programs at 2- and 4-year colleges around the state that are showing gains of support from students. And also, I wonder if you can put a number on all the publicity that this is gathered, especially the new television show, Detroit 187.
Well, that's difficult, Tony. You can never put a number on that kind of goodwill. In the end, you know, the film industry is talking about Michigan being a great place to be at. And I can tell you that means there are people who are choosing to live here and bring their wealth to Michigan that have positive impact or economic activity. You see it in a number of places where you go in terms of the kind of people that have been attracted to Michigan because what they're finding out the state has to offer because of the movie industry. You know, what motivates Senator Cassese is pure politics. It has nothing to do about what's effective and what is important for her. It's all a matter of who dominates the scene politically. And it's unfortunate because you have good programs like Pure Michigan, the film industry, that take hits. But in fact, we need to be talking about what's good about Michigan. You know, if you want people to come here, if you want people to do business in Michigan, you got to say some good things about Michigan. You can't be negative all the time.
And then finally, Mr. Cherry, I wanted to talk with you. I wanted to just get your take on the situation that's happening with the employee for the Attorney General's office who is been accused of harassing a gay student. Do you think that that Assistant Attorney General should still be on the job beyond his personal leave of absence?
I don't think they should be. I mean, in the end, it's nothing but a more sophisticated form of stalking. Stalking is a crime in this state. This person, he has singled out an individual because of their sexual lifestyle and has taken on a crusade to embarrass them and to demean them. And that isn't free speech. That's simply stalking and harassing. And it comes close to being a hate crime. And I think any responsible attorney general would discipline that employee, remove them from office. That's not the way the state of Michigan is to operate. It's an obligation of the attorney general to protect people and their civil rights. And I think the fact that that employee is still there is disappointing and reflects on the current attorney general's unwillingness to do their job.
Anything else new and newsy that you want to talk about?
No, it sounds like we've had a fill here.
Right.
I think what's great is this weekend we're going to see a great football game that's going to highlight what's good about Michigan, and so I'm looking forward to that.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Sure enough, we'll see you, Tony.